the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Yes, I think the Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president.
Roger Stone nailed it right here on InfoWars.
They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity.
This is the direct manifestation of the fact that the whole Russian gambit has failed.
And like clockwork, the gloves came off.
He's insane.
I think people are questioning his fitness for office.
The fact of the matter is, Hitler was elected as Chancellor of Germany. He did not become a dictator until later, when people began to be influenced by his foolishness. We just elected a president, and he's got a lot of foolishness going on.
Are you questioning his fitness?
Yes, I do.
Let me be clear. You said he's unfit for command.
I think so.
He is deranged, in my opinion.
His fitness for office, and there's been questions about the 25th Amendment to the Constitution, whether or not he should be removed for medical reasons.
He's not only unfit to be president. In my book, his lack of empathy, his lack of leadership, his lack of courage, he's unfit to be human.
In the midst of it all, an ESPN reporter bizarrely reassigned because of political correctness.
ESPN executives have decided that play-by-play announcer Robert Lee, seen there on the right, will not be in the broadcast booth for next Saturday's college football season opener in Charlottesville between the University of Virginia and the College of William and Mary because of the similarity between his name and the famed Confederate icon, General Robert E. Lee.
While mainstream media pundits sold the gullible support for Antifa.
Two gentlemen with very different views on how to respond to white supremacists when they take to the streets. Mark Bray is a Dartmouth professor who has studied the Antifa anti-fascist movement. Antifa is a far-left political movement that argues it's necessary to confront hate groups, sometimes with force. Professor Bray is author of the new book, Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook. Some of the criticism of the Antifa movement, Mark, is that you're actually against speech, that you want to shut down this speech, and that borders on censorship.
Well, let's be clear that Antifa are not calling on the government to censor anyone. In fact, that they resist the notion of turning to the government or turning to the police, who we've seen have been infiltrated by white supremacists, who have been sympathetic to the court, sort of return to law and order notion of fascism. And so the idea is the real enemies of free speech are fascists. We've seen that historically. We've seen that they're the ones that, if they have their way, will shut down speech.
Antifa, an army of Soros-funded children spewing anti-American left-wing hatred, 61% of them returning to their parents' basements draped in communist propaganda.
The people who turned out to protest Nazis,
not
why
all
are
of them.
They Stalin to you?
The Antifa group to me is totally a very Stalinish kind of group.
How so?
If you're willing to set fires and burn places to the ground, that doesn't sound like a very peaceful group to me.
There was a group the president mentioned that we haven't heard about, the alt-left. So who are they? Simply put, the alt-left does not exist. According to the Anti-Defamation League, it's a made-up term that refers to no actual group or organization. Many in the alt-right actually refer to groups when they protest them as Antifa. That refers to anti-fascists. It's a name that some groups have latched onto, borrowing from an old left-wing extreme movement that popped up in the 1960s in Germany. Their goal is to physically confront Nazis and white supremacists.
Though, and talk about the groups, the green and black flag that was seen at the Charlottesville event is the Kekistani flag. Kekistan is a fake country. The flag mimics a German Nazi war flag.
Who are these fools, really, that have been given the platform to misrepresent the American dream? Instead, rampaging the globalist nightmare of totalitarianism down the throats of 330-plus million Americans that can see right through them. Obviously, it is the hysterical mainstream media that is truly unfit to report the news.
Are you an advocate of this sort of confrontation?
Yes, I am, yes.
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, to say you've been hit in Texas, where I'm sitting right now in Central Texas, to say that Hurricane Harvey has been a megastorm that's still ongoing is, to put it mildly, it basically went towards the east once it made landfall Friday. It did not hit San Antonio or Austin, Texas directly, but both cities have gotten over a foot of rain. Houston is under 20 feet of water, ladies and gentlemen, 20 feet. Dr. Group, who we work for routinely, sent me photos. In fact, I should tweet these out, of his office. His offices are on the third floor. The water this morning was 18 feet up on the side of the building, approaching the third floor. It's now 20 feet up. And you have this megastorm sucking the humidity out of the hot Gulf and dumping it at massive pace on to Houston and East Texas, where the storm has stalled. Now, thank God, but it's also sad, the death toll's only 5. It could be a lot higher. I've got family in Houston. I can't get a hold of them. The cell phones are out. People didn't expect it to even be this bad. This makes Katrina look like a cakewalk, unfortunately, and that was a terrible storm, not lessening the effect that happened there. I was also sent by a friend in Houston a photo of a 8-foot alligator on his front porch. And I've got other reports, mainstream news, of huge 12, 13, 14-foot alligators walking around in people's yards, coming into their houses. We haven't gotten footage of them in the houses yet, but those reports are there, and I don't doubt it because we have 3 different newscasts showing bass and perch and catfish and minnows in people's houses. That's up on Infowars.com, a little collation of that. DrudgeReport.com has even more extensive coverage, all right there, the top left-hand side of DrudgeReport.com, of the fish in the houses. So you can see it, people trying to noodle. Now, there it is. That is a, I guess that's like a shark or something in the house. I mean, this is incredible. This is insane. Or is that a hardhead type of catfish? I can't exactly tell. Looks kind of like a shark to me. I don't know. This is getting more and more insane. I hadn't even seen that video yet. I just seen the one of bass and catfish and perch. I don't know what that fish is. It's like a 2-foot-long fish. 8-foot-long alligators, fish. The craziest footage, and it's horrifying, is an old folks home with people up to their chest in a flooded old folks home outside Houston. Now, the mayor reportedly didn't put out an evacuation call, which is why a lot of people stayed there. I wouldn't be listening to the mayor one way or the other. I'd make my own decision. I personally got family out of, well, my ex-wife where she lives. I mean, I offered to pay for it just because I just wanted to do it because she lives by a creek and the house gets close to flooding when it normally rains really hard. And you know, so she's in a hotel right now. I mean, you don't need the government to tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the means, get out. But what if you are in an old folks' home? Like we saw in Katrina, or a prisoner. They did evacuate the prisons and jails. And here's the problem. The hurricane is stalled right over Victoria and Houston, going into areas of East Texas and into western Louisiana. So we will continue to cover this. Owen Schroyer got back this afternoon. He'll be in studio with me tomorrow, exhausted. Harrison and he went down there to cover it, and there was no cell phone, no internet, no uploads. Most roads shut down. Most roads flooded. They got within 20 miles of the outskirts of Houston, and the roads are closed because there's water going over them, rivers. So this isn't like the levees flooded, so the Ninth Ward flooded, which was terrible, horrible event. Geographically, though, much, much smaller. Because most of Louisiana is already a swamp, so people, you know, are already prepared for it or you know, live on houseboats or whatever. Still devastating. So this is definitely living up to be the demon storm or the hell storm that meteorologists thought it might be. And the winds have been devastating. Owen got back today and was able to upload the footage he shot this morning. Outskirts of Houston, the fronts of buildings blown off, Walmart facades blown down, stop signs bent over to the ground, mobile homes thrown on top people's vehicles, just a lot of devastation. And, of course, wait for it. You know what you're going to hear. Houston's probably the most diverse city now, they argue whether it's L.A. or Houston, of the United States. Asian, black, white, Hispanic. It's a city of 10 million people. It's the fourth largest city now in the United States. And they're going to say, this is racist. The response isn't enough. Trump's been on top of it. The emergency manager's been on top of it. The governor of Texas has been on top of it. Some of the locals have had kind of a lackadaisical response. And then I've seen all over Twitter and all over Facebook Friday, and then again yesterday, saying, thank God, we hope God kills all those rednecks in Texas and Louisiana that voted Trump. You're, even if you are so racist and hate white people, you still need to understand that people are people. And by the way, Houston is minority white. So it's an insane way to think. But MSNBC and CNN have taken everything going on in the news and they turn it to racial. And they make it like white people somehow did it. So that's how the leftists online interpret all of this. And that's how they're pushing it. But you're going to have the double thing where they're saying, we hope all you white people die, you rednecks, you know, in Texas because you voted Trump. But then we're also already hearing that Trump, Friday, we were already hearing, didn't respond properly because when he put out an advisory about it, when the White House put out a video, they didn't tell people what to do or where to go. That's not what the president does. That's the counties and the emergency managers with the governor and then FEMA and then the National Guard. So if Trump would have sat there and told folks where to go or what to do, how could you do that in a 60-second video telling everybody to get to higher ground, work together, listen to local emergency management, and, you know, best wishes, and that the president's going to back you and try to get as much aid in there as possible once we find out where the storm's going to go. That was Friday afternoon before it even hit Rockport, before it even came on shore. They were saying that Trump had already not done the right thing. Here's the headline. Politico and CNN, because this is a talking point, had the same headline Friday night. I saw it. Let's just type it in. Let's see if my memory serves. Trump's already messed up on his response to Harvey. And I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm here to defend reality. Obama didn't even visit in 2016 when a big hurricane hit Louisiana, Mississippi, and other areas and killed hundreds of people and flooded two states. He didn't even visit. George W. Bush visited twice. He said, great job, Brownie, some guy that owned, you know, fancy Arabian horses and didn't know his head from a hole in the ground. And the response probably wasn't as good as it could have been. And I'm not defending George W. Bush. George W. Bush didn't like me. George W. Bush had me arrested one time for asking him a question. It's on video. But I don't get just the mindless, double-sided attacks on Trump and the media hoping the economy implodes so that they can just hope somehow that his agenda fails of trying to turn the economy on because they want the general public of the Democratic Party to be absolutely destitute and depending on the government for their bread every day. That is the collectivist model of Venezuela or North Korea. There it is. President Trump's response to Hurricane Harvey devastation. Wow. Now, that's not the one. It was Trump's already messed up his response to the hurricane. That was it. It was all over because he put out a video to people that didn't tell them what to do. Just telling them, I'm here to back you. That's what the president's supposed to do, is to say, we're going to try to give you as much federal support as we can, but not to, before we even know where the hurricane's going to go. Now, it's official. The globalists have banned InfoWars in the White House. That was on Bloomberg. We're going to cover that. We've got Chelsea Clinton attacking me again. Huge news. It's all coming up on the other side and more on Harvey. Stay with us. Please pray for Texas.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Here's the big takeaway as we're in the middle of this hellstorm, as Drudge Report calls it, Hurricane Harvey. Everybody is a human in Houston, no matter what color you are. And the old folks in those old folks' homes, to the firefighters and police officers, to the people stuck in their attics as the water level only rises 20 feet on average. Those are real people. And when you look at CNN or MSNBC race baiting continually, it shows you how ridiculous it is when we're all in this together. They simply beat you over the head if you don't support Obamacare or open borders or their gun control, saying you're a racist with no proof. And that's why major lawsuits have been filed. Now, I've told you I'm getting ready to file some, and I'm looking at Tom Brokaw right now. I'm sending the letters this week. I put a video out today. I've got to put them on notice, give them a chance to retract. But the damage has already been done. We have serious damages, and so does the Family Research Council. So does D. James Kennedy Ministries. It's filed lawsuits. I mean, when you start calling major mainline Christian organizations, KKK, Nazis, and then deny them commerce, they're being denied Amazon accounts. They're being denied being able to sell books. They're being denied from being able to be part of major organizations. So they've taken this made-up database and they're using it as a chilling effect, which is the mark of the beast. What Christians warn of is Christians being put in databases for our beliefs and then told we can't buy or sell. It's here. You know, I was naming the audio streams because we're on AM and FM radio, some cable and TV stations, but also internet streams on YouTube and Facebook for now. They're censoring us more and more. They've demonetized us, you name it. And I was thinking about the name of the show, and I just said I went with Hellstorm, Demon Storm, Harvey live coverage because that's what it is. And I'm right here in Austin, Texas, where we've had a foot of rain. And thank God, no deaths. Nothing compared to 20 feet. And by the way, when I say 20 feet, I don't mean 20 feet of rain. I mean the water is 20 feet high on average. By the way, I didn't tell Michael Zimmerman, one of our great camera people and reporters, to go down there. He has family in Houston. Our one crew couldn't get in. So Zimmerman, I guess, can't get a hold of some of his family. He just threw a kayak in the back of my Ford F-150 truck that we use as the office car. And he just drove down there in my Ford F-150 by himself on his own volition. I did not tell him to go. I guess he called Dew, our news director, and said, can I have Alex's truck that we use as the company car? That's the top operation we are. He's just gone down there. So let's pray for Michael Zimmerman, who was with me when I was getting attacked by all the leftist fascists down in or over in Seattle last week. Again, he's from Houston, so I guess he knows how to get in there and how to get out. But here is the governor, Greg Abbott, thanking President Trump. I mean, compared to Obama and compared to Bush, I mean, Bush was not that good. Obama just didn't even care or ever show up or even just say anything. It's so crazy to watch the media crucify Bush and then do nothing on Obama. I wouldn't care if I was Republican or Democrat. It's ridiculous. And now Trump is like on it. Like flies on you know what, and they're like, he's done a terrible job. Well, here's the governor.
The White House is fully engaged, very helpful, very concerned about the people of Texas. Texas has received everything that we've asked for from the White House, and we're very grateful for it. And we're just working hard day and night to make sure we take care of our fellow Texans.
Notice he said they've done everything we've asked for. That's another thing Obama did, is he'd send in feds just to monitor everything but do nothing and act like they were in charge. Notice with Trump, it's Texas is in charge because it's Texas. And then if they ask Trump for something, he'll do it. Remember when Texas had wildfires and floods and Obama wouldn't help four times? The first time in modern history that a president refused a state aid. People thought Chris Christie was a chicken, you know what, for blocking a bridge during rush hour over trying to get some funding he wanted. I think that was terrible. Christie got caught doing it. That's nothing compared to wildfires over a third of the state, hundreds and hundreds dead, floods, you name it, and hey, you're not getting any federal aid. Trump to visit Texas Tuesday praises Harvey recovery efforts. The reason he's coming Tuesday is it's not going to be gone, and it'll be a distraction if he comes in here any time before that. In fact, Tuesday might be too early. Now, let's stop right there. This is not a defense of Trump hour. Joining us the last 30 minutes of the transmission next hour, Roger Stone and I had a long conversation today, former chief strategist for Trump, former head of his campaign, 40-plus year good friend with him, and I made some other phone calls, really smart cookies. And the word is Trump has broken some of his campaign promises to a certain extent because they weren't clear cut. And he has gone sideways with the neocons and the military industrial complex with the situation with what's unfolding in Afghanistan. And that's why Bannon and Gorkin have resigned. And it's bad. So I'll just tell you when something's bad, I'm just going to clear cut. Something's bad, I'm going to tell you. And I understand the president believes what he's doing. He believes he's violating his own instincts. But the smart money says we've been there 17 years. No one's ever won there. It's not clear cut. And unless this is really some fancy way to go in and evacuate the main force, making it look like it's a buildup. And some people think that's what's happening. But a lot of other smart folks, high-level CIA, high-level defense intelligence, high-level Special Forces Command, Special Operations Command, high-level White House contacts. Trump listens to those generals, and he green-lights them. And they've told him, sir, we'll actually kill all the al-Qaeda and ISIS in 1 year, and then you can negotiate from strength, and we've been hamstrung. And then he went and talked to a bunch of the Special Forces people that told him they've been blocked by Obama and by Bush. Remember, Colonel Schaefer's always talked about two times they could have killed bin Laden back in 2001 before 9/11, and they were ordered not to. So Trump means well. It's not being done from an evil perspective. The globalist hating. And unlike Obama, Trump defers the general's advice on military strategy. They keep saying he's this loose cannon. He's going to launch the nukes. It's Bill Clinton took the nuke codes away from the generals and has it all for himself, and we're supposed to absorb a strike under PDD 61 or whatever, and absorb a strike before we decide what to do. There'll be nothing left. We should get Joel Skousen on this week to talk about the different PDDs. I mean, it's all lies, but I kind of don't like letting the generals do whatever they want. I want checks and balances. Just don't give Nancy Pelosi the launch codes. She said George Bush was president again last week and said that you never cry wolf in a theater. That's you never cry fire in a theater. But she's for banning free speech now, and that's coming up next. That's coming up next. They admit that they've begun the process of banning Infowars.com, chief amongst all evil sites, because we're so on target. We're so cutting edge. We give you the news way before it's later admitted, sometimes years ahead. Stay with us.
From the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've tweeted the image. We're also getting the video for you. You cannot make this up. In Houston, old folks' homes with people sitting in their chairs with water up to their stomachs, knitting in the old folks' homes. Some areas are more than 20 feet underwater. We're going to be covering it all live. I'm here in the relative safety of Austin, Texas. One of our crew members is on his own volition gone down there to cover it with a kayak because he's got family down there, Michael Zimmerman. This is coming up for a few minutes. Then in studio, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com. He was also banned from the White House by the globalist, a ban from Trump reading it because Melania Trump likes to read his website and give it to Trump. Been proven accurate over and over again. We're banned because of accuracy. Chelsea Clinton responds to Alex Jones' video questioning Michelle Obama's gender. Again, it was one of the top videos Thursday online. So I did a video Friday about it, showing Joan Rivers and other people, not even saying I was sure of it, asking, is this proof she's a man when it looks like she's got a rubber snake in her pants. And then they said that I said she was, for sure, and that I hate transgenders. When I said on the video, I don't hate anybody, including transgenders. And then Chelsea Clinton said, whatever you do, don't watch the video. Well, the video's on Infowars.com. You got to see it for yourself, but here, and NewsWars.com, here is my latest response to the former First Lady's daughter, Webster Hubble's daughter, Chelsea Clinton. And you got to see this for yourself. This is not for radio.
Who needs 4th of July fireworks when you've got Joan Rivers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comedian who lately has been censoring her own typically outrageous commentary recently officiated.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cover-up of Michelle Obama's gender is collapsing. As we speak, CNN and hundreds of other publications are being forced to admit that Joan Rivers, who was friends with the Obamas, said that she was a tranny before she died. And they are desperately trying to cover up the footage, the new footage, showing what is in Michelle Obama's pants. Chelsea Clinton has also come out and demonized yours truly, claiming that I am this ultimate monster when all I'm doing is reporting on what CNN has already covered. They hope you don't watch this video, and they really hope you don't share it.
Who needs 4th of July fireworks when you've got Joan Rivers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the comedian who lately has been censoring her own typically outrageous commentary recently officiated a same-sex wedding.
When a photographer pitched her a question, the response was, typical Rivers.
Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
While it's very mean in some ways, people
it's not
can't
mean.
Wait to
it's
hear
not
what
mean.
Really?
It's not mean. You can. It's not mean. I tell the truth. I'm sure I say the same things that all your viewers say to their friends sitting next to them on the couch.
Simply put, this is one of the most remarkable stories I've ever been involved in. I did a report yesterday pointing out that back on July 4th, 2014, Joan Rivers, who died a month later, came out and said that Obama was gay and that Michelle Obama was a tranny. Now, a lot of folks had already pointed out shots of her with bulges in her pants or her looking like she was a guy adjusting herself, but I hadn't really covered it. But when Joan Rivers died a month later, I said that we should look at it. Now, a new video has come out of them at Harvard last week with one of their reported daughters. And Michelle walks down with Obama, and she's walking like a guy. And it looks like she's either got like a rubber snake from Halloween or something in her pants. And we simply said, wow, this is a viral video. What do you think? And the media misrepresented what we said. They claimed that we made it up, and there was no mention of Joan Rivers. But the truth is, even CNN back at the time came out and had the headline that Joan Rivers was saying that Michelle Obama, who she was friends with and had dinner with many times, was a tranny. So they've been really trying to cover this up, and they never mentioned Joan Rivers. The Daily Mail, though, kind of broke that taboo and came out and said Alex Jones is slammed by Chelsea Clinton after promoting a shocking video claiming there's proof Michelle Obama is a man.
At Michelle Obama.
At Michelle Obama is everything this site will never be. Honorable, brave, beloved, beautiful. Don't need to watch an awful video to know that. I didn't visit the site or watch the video. Think we need to shine a light on the awfulness, expose it without giving the awfulness clicks.
Well, our real headline simply asks, is this the final proof that she is a man? You need to decide this for yourself. But after we've been lied to so much, it's not bad to ask questions. I mean, come on, Chelsea. You're in the WikiLeaks telling your parents we're killing Haitians. We stole all the money. They're dying of cholera. Why are we doing this? You know your parents funded the Arab Spring. You know they were engaged in countless other crimes. And so you're in no position as the heir to a major crime family to criticize me for talking about CNN headlines dealing with Joan Rivers saying Michelle Obama's a tranny, especially in light of this new video. So you want to change the subject onto me, public enemy number one, the guy that gets beat up for covering all this, when in truth you should be criticizing CNN, TMZ, and everybody else. Because Michelle Obama's got hands way bigger than mine. She's got shoulders wider than mine. She's taller than Obama. And she's got a big old anaconda in her pants. So she's either like Spinal Tap, got a fake, you know, pickle or something in there, a cucumber that'd scare the biggest cat you can imagine away, or she's really a tranny, and this has all been a giant blackmail operation against America. But regardless, even though you got millions of fake Twitter followers, we know there's some real ones right there, and no wonder, Chelsea, you're telling folks, whatever you do, don't look at the video. That's right. Whatever you do, don't look at the video that's at InfoWars.com right now, because you might have to ask yourself, why did Joan Rivers say she was a tranny, not Alex Jones? And that, my friends, is the rest of the story.
Ms. Rivers, how are you? You made a ton of news officiating the wedding in New York yesterday. Is this like a new cottage career move for you?
I am so excited. Okay. And I should do very well because I don't charge.
And do you think that the country will see the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
We already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. It's okay.
Men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael and I.
Is that anything scary?
You know,
Folks, you've got to see the video for yourselves. It was one of the top trending videos last week, so I did a video on it saying, wow, Joan Rivers said it and died. What do you think of this? And maybe she had a sex change to a man, or maybe she's got two rolls of quarters in her pants. The point is, she looks like she's got a codpiece. Now, Chuck Johnson is an investigative journalist, award-winning, amazing contacts. When we come back, his website, along with mine, has been officially banned from being given to Trump. That has been reported by Bloomberg and others. We're going to break down why this is so important straight ahead and how they're trying to isolate the president with our guest, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com.
Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turned like Hurricane Harvey dumping 20 feet of water on Houston, and it's sitting over the city, biblically, just like Katrina. But Houston's a lot bigger, 10 million people. New Orleans is like a million, million and a half, whatever it is. This is big. We've got reporters down there. We'll be covering it. Alligators and people's front yards, at their front doors, fish swimming around inside people's attics, old folks home, old people floating around, knitting while they're floating. This is literally Fox News images. You cannot make up how truth is stranger than fiction. Now, Chuck Johnson comes highly recommended by Mike Cernovich and so many other patriots. I've been fully aware for a long time of GotNews.com. He's an independent investigative journalist, author, and new media entrepreneur. He is founder of GotNews.com, and it's Melania Trump that gave some of your stories that have been proven very accurate. You have a lot of great sources in D.C. and around the world. We won't get into those because I know some of the same sources, and so that's why they don't want it. I didn't want to try to mount Kelly's head on a wall. I don't want to go to war with these generals, but Roger Stone's going to ride shotgun with us to be here the last 30 minutes of the next hour, said there is a turn towards war and things, but I'm still totally for Trump because he's trying to get the economy going. He's trying to restore America. He's a real president. Doesn't mean I totally agree with him. We're actually getting a president who isn't a puppet, but you've been telling me so many amazing things just during the break. Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com. We'll get into your lawsuit that's been successful against Gawker. Peter Thiel's been doing the same thing. The Wall Street Journal article about it, how we've got to sue these groups. We've got the Family Research Council, and we've got the D. James Kennedy Ministries filing suit against the Southern Poverty Law Center. We have to do this because they're not just calling us Nazis. They're putting us in databases where we can't buy and sell like the Nazis literally did. They call us Nazis and then use literal Nazi tactics of first saying you can't engage in commerce or travel. So take over, Chuck Johnson, because you're a real info warrior behind the scenes, game-changing. And tell us the lay of the land. Chuck Johnson blasts John Kelly for blacklisting InfoWars and Got News, vows to survive a failed general. Here's another one. Salon, the info war for Donald Trump's mind. Wow, there's a war on for your mind. Where did I hear that before? We're way ahead of them.
Yeah, man, it's a great digital civil war taking place right now, and they're very, very afraid of the influence you and I have had in shaping the mind of the president of the United States. And I've got to say, you know, General Kelly, you know, Trump has been sucked into this military-industrial complex. He's been sucked into all these crazy kind of neocon wars. You know, we're suddenly going back to war in Afghanistan. It's all a joke. And, you know, right now, the biggest fight that we all have to deal with is saving the internet. And I was sounding the alarm about this 2.5 years ago when I was one of the first journalists kicked off of Twitter. And we've now got to finally fight to take back the internet. And if we don't, elections won't matter. And Trump is being isolated by a bunch of people who do not have his interests at heart. They have their own interests. And we've got to fight back. And I got to say, you know, General Kelly is trying to stop Melania Trump, you know, the first lady of the United States, from sharing articles with her husband.
And this is admitted.
Yeah.
They're Politico. So condescending about the president and his wife and Donald Jr. Like, we elected him. We didn't elect them.
Right. And Melania Trump is literally handing articles about how Katie Walsh was leaking. She was the deputy chief of staff. And she was fired for what we uncovered. We exposed Mike Short, also fired. We've been getting the scalps of the leakers. And of course, people.
You guys, along with Posobiec, broke 3 weeks ago this ban, which they now admit.
Yep. Yep. No, what they're trying to do now is they're all trying to put us into the digital gulag. And so that's why the next fight that's over the FTC is going to be so important over keeping the internet free. And we've got to go to war with Google. We've got to go to war.
I agree.
With
Trump needs to go to war with them. And that's why they don't want us communicating with him. He's got to use his monopoly, you know, the power to break up monopolies. Now we need Teddy Roosevelt part two.
Yeah. And it's obvious they would have banned him from Twitter. I mean, the CEO of Twitter.
They had discussions of it.
Yeah. They've talked about it. They talked about it openly. Now, look, my attitude on this is really simple. If you're a monopoly, you can't discriminate against people. If you want to be a bakery shop and, you know, not allow the gays to have cakes, apparently that's a civil rights issue. But if you want to express yourself on the internet, you can't do that anymore.
And they'll spin it and go, we're banning gays and cakes. I'd bake the cake. I'm not against them. The point is, how does anybody else that's like free market or a Bitcoin guy or whatever, how do we get banned?
Well, we're fighting back. Right now, we got to set up new payment processors. We got to go against PayPal. We got to go against Stripe. And eventually, we got to start bringing lawsuits. I know you're doing that on defamation side. I've done that.
We're gearing up. We don't just file suits. I'm in lawyer meetings constantly.
Yeah, and you know, we're in a war, and the war is over the soul of the country. And they don't want to accept the Trump revolution, the peer-to-peer revolution of the people really taking back the presidency.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, D. James Kennedy, my late grandmother loved him and watched him. This is milquetoast Christian mainline stuff. They're banned from selling stuff on Amazon listed as a Nazi group. Of course they're suing. I mean, this is insane.
Look, the SPLC is a con game. It's designed to scare a bunch of, you know, rich Jews by other Jews saying that the Confederacy is going to come back and they're going to get you all. And it's really disgusting. Now, I will say, General Kelly, Trump is kind of sucked into all this general thing. You know, my grandfather was a rear admiral. You can look him up. Dwight Lyman Johnson, Navy Cross winner. I've been around military men my whole life. But the military is not some perfect institution. It's made up of humans who have biases.
Well, I like the grassroots fighters. But as you go up into the higher ranks, that's not the place to admire.
No, they've purged.
Butt sniffing the generals is not the way to go.
They purged all the alpha males out of the military. Eric Prince and I were talking about this in Wyoming. Like, they just removed them all in the 1980s and 90s. And they just stepped it up.
Yeah, Exactly. They're bringing in the robots and autonomous systems. There's a war against humanity, and you start with men.
Right. You remove the men, and then you can replace them with trans or robots or whatever, and then killing becomes just as easy as being a part of a video game. And so that's where we're going. That's the dehumanization of the war.
Because they want to be able to give orders that people are going to follow.
That's right. That's right. And of course, the military is something that scares them, right? Because the military is something that's actually about restoring the country and preserving their
own. It's human. And the globalists believe they're going to transcend all this. So let's expand on this. When Eric Prince or all the folks you talk to, the military is almost totally awake against the globalist agenda now. We've had that victory. I don't see, even if they're able to kill Trump or start a race war, helter-skelter styles are currently trying to do, it's total Twilight Zone, incredibly entertaining and interesting. I mean, if it wasn't so real, I mean, this is edge of your seats every day. We're in the middle of it. And don't they get the Streisand effect of saying, we're banning Got News and InfoWars and the homophobe Milo. The homophobe Milo, because he makes gay jokes, he's gay. I mean, it's just no one's buying it, and it makes us totally avant-garde. So I don't get what they think they're doing.
Well, what they're trying to do is they're trying to isolate the president and basically take away the source of his power, which is the people. And we see this when he goes up in front of these rallies, like in Arizona or in West Virginia. And he's really like, he gets alive with the crowd. And that's what they're trying to
do. That's his fireside chat.
That's his fireside chat. That's his morning in America. Trump has done with Twitter and with these live streams what Reagan did with television, what Coolidge did with radio. He's a real master of the technology of our era. And that's why he has to be destroyed. And that's why the technology companies can't permit.
Because he really, they call him mentally ill because he wants to represent the people and have everybody win. These parasites see that as ill because they're ill, and they see somebody else that actually sees others rising and gets off on it. They see that as sociopaths and parasites as sick.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, I was with Julian Assange 10 days ago and Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, and one of Julian Assange's associates, his right-hand guy, told me the day after the election that the deep state was not going to permit Trump, that they were going to have a coup against him, and that they were going to silence him and all of his supporters. And I hear from sources of mine at Facebook, at Google, that the purge is on, that ahead of the 2020
election. Oh, the revolution's on. I mean, they've said, they've had Phil Mudd, former deputy director of the CIA, say, we're going to kill the president. And my dad, everybody else just says, why is that guy still walking around? I mean, you say, I'm going to kill the president, and you formally have done stuff like that? I mean, that is, man, Trump has full authorization to move against these people.
Well, you know, the Trump right now has a real problem. The problem he's got is he doesn't know who his people are yet. He doesn't know how to reward loyalty. And so what's happening?
But the globalists know, so they're trying to cut us off.
That's right. They're cutting us off and doing things like putting Mike Pompeo at CIA. And of course, he keeps all the John Brennan guys in, doing things like McMaster, who's a tool of Paul Singer, and who's a tool of some of the big globalist GOP donors. These are bad things. These are bad things, and they need to be stopped.
Is it surreal for you, Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com, to turn on the news and you're on every channel and they're saying, Chuck Johnson, the wife of the president, dared give him an article. This is insane. And so we're banning that. And Chuck Johnson's evil. What is that like?
Well, look, I mean, I've done very well in my short life. I'm 28. You know, 10 years ago today, I came to California with $50. I'm doing quite well for myself. You know, I have nothing to give the country but my life and my fortune.
America's a great place.
It's a great place. And, you know, it's worth fighting for.
Magic.
It's worth dying for, you know? And
there's other places you don't get this freedom.
No, you don't. And, you know, it's precious. It could be taken from us. And they're trying to take it from us right now using all these trust and safeties, SPLC crap. We got to fight.
Oh, we've got a list of who's not allowed to be online now. That's Chinese-style communist censorship. We'll be back with GotNews.com head Chuck Johnson to break down so much. But the lawsuits are being launched to counterstrike. All of you should sue, too, when they censor you. Spread the word. Second hour coming up, Infowars.com/show. Stay with us. You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Chuck Johnson. Johnson, really interesting guy with gotnews.com, is here. It was in the news that his website, because Melania Trump likes it, and of course ours, Infowars.com and now Newswars.com, that's banned getting to the president. Well, they can't ban him getting a cell phone and calling people on the telephone.
Not yet.
Well, they're trying. We've seen it. So coming up, you're going to get into the lawsuits. We're not litigious just to have fun. They're trying to put us in databases and then say we can't be involved in commerce or have credit cards or have shopping carts. I mean, this is literal Jewish ghetto stuff from Nazi Germany. Everybody overuses Nazi stuff. This is what it is.
Yeah, it's digital serfdom, man. They have their five companies, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google, Microsoft. They're acting as kingdoms, and they're screwing anyone who stands in their way. And of course,
and that's why Drudge properly here a year and a half ago called it digital gulags.
They're digital gulags, and some of them were designed in East Germany, like the one that Facebook uses, some of their technology.
They even hired former Stasi high-level.
No, I mean, people think that you're lying.
It sounds insane.
Like, go on there and Google it if it hasn't been purged from Google yet.
It sounds insane, though, that former Stasi deputy chief has been hired to run Facebook's system to watch up conservatives. And you're like, really?
I mean, look, you know, we did the fundraiser for James Damore, who was that Google engineer who was fired for basically saying that men and women are different. And a lot of people I knew within Google who are friends of mine, software developers, they didn't think he would be fired. They thought he was just a very reasonable guy.
It was a war on reality.
And he was fired. So, like, this is the world we're entering now, where these kingdoms, these monopolies.
It's the real Game of Thrones.
It really is.
Attack is on, though. I mean, it's happening.
It is. And, you know, there's going to be a counterattack now. I mean, all of these companies are bigger than Ma Bell was when it was broken up. They're behaving in monopolistic, anti-competitive measures. I know Ted Cruz and others have gone after some of the tech companies. Congressman Rohrabacher has, too. And we're going to start having hearings about
some. Yeah, Rohrabacher's a champion. Because they all said, oh, we're utilities. But now that they've got power, they're like, oh, we're going to.
Yeah, we're private corporations until we're not, right? We get all these benefits of government policy, but we're not monopolies. I mean, it's just.
Yeah, we're going to let everything cross over but child porn. But, oh, we're going to ban Jihad Watch that plays videos of jihadists saying we're going to kill Christians and Jews. I mean, that is a site doing a service banned off of PayPal last week.
Yeah, I mean, they do this all the time. And, you know, PayPal has gotten even crazier. I mean, PayPal, which was started by Peter Thiel as this company to be free and to allow people to have money. He has nothing to do with it these days, I'm told. But the company has moved in a very corporate. And the way they do this is they have these things called the Trust and Safety Councils, which are all led by these.
That's right. Oh, we didn't do it. SPLC Council told us.
Yes. And of course, they give money to them. I mean, as you saw, Apple has talked about.
So they fence the lie. Apple, Google, give the money to the group to then put out the BS report.
Yeah, and they even get a tax deduction for it because the SPLC is a total fraudulent organization, total fraudulent charity. And we've been going against them, crowdfunding against them for lawsuits, and we'll be stepping it up in the near future.
And by the way, I announced today I'm going to probably sue Tom Brokaw on all of them. Not because I want to. I have to.
Yeah, I mean, look, what they do is they call you a Nazi, and if you don't pay attention, suddenly you're a Nazi, and suddenly all your payment processors are revoked.
And then somebody punches you in the face or pours coffee on you.
Yeah, I mean, happens all the time now. And this has become so crazy where they publish people's home addresses, they show up, they threaten you, they do denial of service attacks against your websites. All these things are things that have actually happened to me.
Me too.
I mean, it's crazy. And, you know, you think of it like, other tech companies don't have to deal with this stuff. Other media companies don't have to deal with this stuff. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to reduce us into digital serfs, and they're trying to basically ghettoize us and to basically make it so we have no power and no influence.
That's anymore. Right. I said gulag. Drudge said he used the term of the digital.
Internet ghettos.
Internet ghettos. Yeah.
Yeah, and then this is the way they restrict our power and our influence in the country. But we're fighting back everything that was.
I got to say, though, it's bold. I mean, you know, Tom Brokaw saying everybody's a Nazi, disagrees with the government. I mean, that is crazy.
Well, it's bold, but it's also a sign of weakness. It's a sign that the last taboo they have is the Nazi taboo. Can't call us racist anymore. They already played that card.
Exactly. Wow. I am impressed with Chuck Johnson. Gotnews.com. Big Brother.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
He was breaking it down during the break. Repeat that to people. Get into the lawsuits. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, we've got to fight back on as many fronts as possible. And what you were doing is you were basically, throughout your career, you've been asking people to think for themselves, to draw their own conclusions, to think, to basically be active and engaged. But now what we have to do is we have to fight for the freedom to do that on the internet. And we also have to fight for your freedom to spend your money as you see fit on the internet.
I've been going after the brain. Now we have to go through the delivery systems and the financials.
Yes, and the wallet is so important. I mean, it's a human right to be able to spend your money, your hard-earned labor, as you see fit. And of course, when these companies like PayPal and others try to steal your money or shut down your accounts, they are violating an essential part of what it means to be human, to be charitable, to be able to give money to certain...
If they say, you support Trump, we're going to ban you, that is outrageous civil rights violation.
Sure, and you know, look at people like, I mean, Palmer Luckey, the guy who founded Oculus, he went from a trailer park to selling his company for $2.8 billion. And he got kicked out of Facebook. He got fired from Facebook after Facebook acquired his company for giving 10 grand to a pro-Trump meme operation. So this is serious stuff. There, you know, you saw Peter Thiel was attacked recently by Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, who tried to get him kicked off the board of Facebook. This is a company he was an angel investor in, gave $500,000 for. I mean, this stuff is like, it's stepping up. They're going, it used to be they would just fire like a lone engineer.
Oh, it's 100 times what it was before.
Yes.
This is the main assault.
And it's a war of billionaire against billionaire. You know, you said earlier, Game of Thrones. It is like a digital Game of Thrones. And it's a cold, electronic civil war that's taking place on the internet. And now increasingly spilling out into our streets, like with Charlottesville and with some of the Black Lives Matter protesters, you know, destroying cities and destroying statues.
And Soros openly funding them to cop kill. And the media goes, well, cops are bad, so they die. It's like the opposite of Martin Luther King. Like, cops are all bad, they're wearing blue, kill them. And the whites are all bad because they're white. And they're not being a virtue signaler. Most of the minorities aren't even buying it. It's like weird college white people brain bugging around trying to cause a civil war, like playing at 20th century communists.
Now, I got to tell you, so I've become very good friends with George Zimmerman over the years because I think he was patient zero for a lot of this craziness. And I've been around George and I've had black guys come up, shake his hand, thank him for defending the Second Amendment. And it's always these crazy white college students or slightly out of college people who attack George. So yeah, there's this something weird and sick going on in our through the internet and also through the colleges, and it's stepping up. The demand for Nazis vastly exceeds their supply on the internet, and so what they're doing right now is making everyone into a Nazi so they can justify attacking them and hurting them.
Meanwhile, we want life extension technology, a future, everybody together. We want prosperity, just like Trump does. That's why we're bad, because we're not the parasites using this to manipulate and joining them.
Well, we want to free people's minds so that we can hope that they free their souls, right? Like, that's what we're about. We're about freedom. We're about trying to convince people, persuade them. We're not about broadcasting and stepping on people.
Yeah, we don't use the IRS like MSNBC 5 years ago goes, of course we're arresting the preachers and shutting down right-wingers. You don't get tax exemption. Only we do. And then bragging your kids belong to us. I have the videos. It's like, this is a cult.
It is.
And why are they so arrogant? Why do they think in America they're going to get away with a communist Chinese style net censorship?
Well, because they've succeeded thus far. No one has fought back yet until, you know, a few of us have shown up and said enough's enough. You know, I mean, look, I love private companies. I have a few private companies myself. Like, I believe in the right of people to form their own companies. But we do have laws in this country for a reason. We do have trust busting for a reason. And a lot of us are having to learn now that, you know, there are companies that are too big. The banks became too big to fail, which put us into a recession.
Obama helped them set up monopolies for the big five, like you said.
Yeah, and this is the
And Obama, Trump look. Needs to bust them up. Not for us. We don't need him to do it for us like the left does, because we're not even Republican or liberal or conservative. We're pro-human. Just get things out of our way. We'll win. But don't think you're going to destroy us and not have us take your ass out politically.
Yeah, I mean, look, Eric Schmidt went to the White House 275 times during Obama's time there. He's a former CEO.
Hillary was with Google every day controlling her searches.
Yep, Sergey Brin. So what I find interesting is, so James Damore gets fired as a Google engineer. He gets fired for writing a memo, a 10-page memo, saying that he made women feel uncomfortable. Well, Sergey Brin, Larry Page, and Eric Schmidt all had sexual relationships with subordinates. You can look it up. We wrote it at Got News. We went through all the history on it. And yet there was no problem there. There was no conflicts of interest. It's all about hurting the little people and giving themselves their
own. Yeah, political correctness is only for little people.
That's right. And eventually we've got to, you know, this is where we're going now, and where things are getting is the nerds, you know, the people who are getting together, nerds are aligning with jocks. I mean, people, the public at large is rising up. And what's going to happen is if they're not careful with this internet stuff and the censorship, it's going to turn violent, and it's going to turn violent very, very soon, unfortunately.
And what's crazy is they're not even empowering women. You look at who writes the comedy and who's the executives. They're actually more male than any other place, whereas like Trump or other folks are way more. We're looking for people who just want to do the job. It's total platitudes. They could care less about women.
No, it's all about power. It's all about power. It's all a shell game. It's like a three-card Monty game of getting power. They use the blacks. They use the other minorities. They use the trans. It's all about using people to come. It's a permanent state of making people feel uncomfortable so that they can take power. That's all they...
People go, why are they saying the eclipse is racist? Or why are they saying a guy named Robert Lee, who's Asian, can't work at ESPN anymore because it scares people? It's meant to be crazy. We're just... Everything is racism. Yes. So you're just a gibbering mental patient who's cut out of the political process.
Yes, it's about making you so you're not a part of it. You know, you can't be a part of the discourse.
Whereas Trump's like, let's love each other, free market, open society. Let's be inclusive. Let's win together. That's so Martin Luther King compared to what they're saying. No, you get ahead because of what color you are. You get in a group, a gang, we run, then you're going to get ahead. No, you just got chips on your shoulder and are so mentally ill, nobody can hire you.
That's right. And of course, like Trump is sort of the return of the white alpha male, right? If you're under 30 and you're a white guy growing up, you're constantly told by the universities, by everything, that you're a terrible person. You have white privilege, that you're bad. And of course, a lot of us are,
because it was white male driven Western Europe that ended slavery, so we did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's always whites that are the villain right now. And I've had friends who've come from South Africa. Here.
Again, that's not minorities directing that, though. Why is the elite directing it at white males? Because I guess that's the group they still see as dominant, so they want to henpeck them into line. Because it's always big super alpha males are telling everybody else the other white males are the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically how it works. It's a war among billionaires for market share, for dominance.
So it's just cold blooded eugenics, basically.
And to a certain extent, yeah, to a certain extent. I think what really starts to happen with people, though, is they start to wake up. They start to realize, you know, when they go to the schools, like, why am I paying $50,000 a year to be told, like, I'm a racist? Why can't I just go and start a tech company? But, of course, now they're trying to stop you from being able to start tech companies.
And that's why they're pissed, because almost everybody successful didn't go to college. And I'm not knocking if you went. Why is it almost everyone that didn't go is successful?
Yeah, it's a great question. And why is it?
Because we went, oh, we're going to go around this.
One of the things that I've thought about recently is, you know, what if I could have a conversation with my 16-year-old self? You know, would I say go to college? I mean, I did very well on my SATs. I was a very good student. Why did I do the whole college thing and put myself into a weaker position when everyone now is dropping out and starting companies and doing well for themselves?
So what you said during the break, this is a sign of weakness. Spend a minute on that.
Yeah, so my general sense is that the fact that the media and everyone is using the Nazi thing, that's the last taboo that they have. There's a great essay by venture capitalist Paul Graham called What You Can't Say. And he says anytime you hear an "ist" statement, like that's sexist, that's communist, that's papist.
Conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, conspiracy theorist. It's always just reflecting the taboo. Of
sexist.
The sexist is another. I mean, and so what they're doing is they're reflecting the taboo. And they're big taboo.
If anything, I'm discriminatory against men. I like women.
Me too, man. You and me both.
I'll put women all in charge.
Yeah, I mean, look at, you know, Roger Ailes once told me, unfortunately, you know, deceased now, he once told me that the secret to Fox News was bright colors and beautiful women.
And then they act like he was being mean to women, but he's the one that brought women onto TV.
Yeah, and I don't...
Here's $20 million, and I get he was a creep or whatever.
No, but I don't believe that.
So probably wasn't. I think they did set him up. The point is that...
Total hit on him.
Who actually put women in charge?
Oh, absolutely. He promoted them, built whole careers for them. I mean, look at what he did for Megyn Kelly and how she stabbed him in the back.
Because he hugged her too hard once.
I guess.
She's like, you've paid me $80 million, asshole. How dare you?
How dare you?
You squeezed me at a Christmas party too hard.
Oh, man. Where to begin on some of that
stuff? Talk about lifting a gift horse in the mouth. Well, let's come back then. Let's come back and let's get into the next wave, the lawsuits to counter this. Because I mean business, but all of you should file lawsuits too. Seriously. Big Brother, mainstream media.
Big Brother. Mainstream media.
You want the news 5 years before?
Government cover-ups.
It's the right place.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide,
It's Alex Jones.
So, in case you didn't know, the fight for the open free internet is on. And the Democrats, the globalists, the Republican establishment admit they want to strangle the populist movement that Trump is a manifestation of. And if you read the Financial Times or Atlantic Monthly or more elite globalist publications, they say everybody hates us. Our authoritarian world government plan's falling apart. The tide's going out on us. What are we going to do? And you read WikiLeaks, they say race war. Race war. Kill Trump. Have a race war. They say use demographics. Use culture war. It doesn't mean there isn't real cultural issues or problems or beefs on all sides. The cold-blooded globalists that might as well be the big spaceship, you know, high-tech above us, I'm not saying they're alien, but it's like that, is turning us against each other. We should be smart enough to come together. But I've said this. I don't want to sue Tom Brokaw, who says Alex Jones is a complete racist and then doesn't show where I said it. And then they put me in a database and go, oh, you're... ad roll account for $5 million to fund your whole operation next year. All our expansion money. Gone. Oh, you're banned off this new credit card thing. Oh, you're banned here. You're a bigot here. It says here, it's certified, you're a bigot. SPLC. Why, they're the god. I've not been convicted of anything. They misrepresent who I am, lie about me all day, make crap up, and now I'm supposed to just roll over. They have to know I don't want to sue them. But if you talk about biblical, I was always growing up in church hearing about you won't be able to buy or sell if you're a Christian. I thought, well, I would just have money or cash. They go, no, it'll be digital, a computer. And now here it is. So whether the God's real or not, you can't debate that they're using that template of the mark of the beast. Is this not Chuck Johnson of GotNews.com banned from Melania Trump? She gives your news daily to the president. You know, Donnie Jr. gives my news to him, your news. This is an honor. We're the first banned by the mark of the beast.
Well, I got to say that the media freaked out because they didn't think Trump was going to win. And then those of us who believed he could win or would win, we had better sources in the Trump world. And so now they're trying to deny us those sources. They're trying to deny
exactly.
Us
first, we were lying about the sources. Now, they have the sources.
Now they're trying to take them from us. Which, you know, I got to say, General, with all due respect to General Kelly, you know, the generals in this country have lost pretty much every war we've been in since Vietnam.
And now you're fighting Americans.
And now what they're doing is they're attacking us. And look, as I said in the thing, you know, Kelly is a failed general by every objective measure. Afghanistan, 16 years of war, 17 years of war.
Trump likes him because the Border Patrol's not failed. When the gloves were taken off, 69% reduction in criminals. But that's their work, not Kelly's.
That's right. And
that's Trump did that, not Kelly. See how he's giving Kelly the credit? We should do stories about Trump is responsible, not Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, look at how Trump actually governs. He tweets stuff out. He pardons people. He reverses bans with Twitter. I mean, this is as it should be. The idea of a president.
Oh, they're so pissed that he's leading from the front.
It's fantastic. He should do more.
Not since Alexander the Great have we seen that.
This is how presidents behave. This is how kings behave. Good kings, not bad kings, which is, of course, why we fought a
race. They lead from the front.
They lead from
the front. So keep rolling.
And so I got to say, you know, my attitude is, I have met Trump in 2011. When we were just discussing the birth certificate issue back in the day. And of course, I think it's great that he pardoned Arpaio. But what's happening now, what's really freaking them out is that we have better access to the halls of power than they do. And we don't use it for bad things.
And not just we don't use it for ourselves. And not just there. Everybody knows we don't burn our sources. We really care about it. So the good guys now have a place to go.
That's right. And we love them. I mean, look, I'd go to prison for any of my sources. I mean, this is a sacred obligation that God has put in our trust. I mean, you and I have an obligation as people who are new media entrepreneurs.
Cernovich is awesome. And I know you love him. I love him, yep, too. But whenever I was talking about Donnie Jr. and him, people are like, why does he give up a source? I already knew the enemy already knew all about it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like they knew about our memos to Trump. And so at a certain point, we got to tell the public, okay, yes, it's happening because they already know. So I never give up sources until 100% they already know. It's kind of like Assange. We know that his source, you know, was, you know, who we know got killed, but then he still won't say it because he won't give out a source. But the enemy knows.
As I told you, I met with him for 3.5 hours with Congressman Rohrabacher in London, I guess 10 days ago on Friday or on Wednesday, a few back. And we met with him. And he wants to do a deal with Trump. He wants to cut a deal with Trump.
He needs to be pardoned right now.
He needs to be pardoned.
And
his sources need to be pardoned because this was a real deal inside operation. And can you imagine?
Didn't get it from the Russians. And here's the deal. If Trump brought Assange in out of the dark, then out of the cold, then Assange can actually give the president the sources, bring the sources in and protect them, and it ain't the Russians. It's the CIA. It's the NSA. It's the FBI.
Look, there are billions of dollars arrayed.
Just like this, not to interrupt, but just like the Secret Service told us, follow Hillary. She falls down every 45 minutes.
Yes.
And we caught it.
Yeah, caught it on camera. It was fantastic.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, what's happening now is we're at war with the intelligence agencies because they want to keep people stupid, whereas we want to keep them enlightened and keep them educated and have them draw their own conclusions.
We want our kids to grow up with other folks.
And so, you know, Congressman Rohrabacher, who is the poorest white member of Congress, he's a real public servant, and he and I went to go meet Assange to see for ourselves.
I want to get him on. He's awesome.
He's the man.
He's been on before.
He's great. And, you know, he's a 70-year-old guy. He pays for his trip out of his own pocket to go there. I did too. And we went there and we met with Assange, and Assange, you know, concludes demonstrated to us that the Russians were not involved at all. But of course, our entire intelligence agencies, you know, you can't argue with intelligence, even though you could.
Which it turned out, war. Only three of the 17 gave partial evidence. That was fake news, but PolitiFact. There was no 17 agencies.
There was no consensus. And whenever somebody says there's a consensus on anything.
Like global warming.
On anything. Like, you should really, really hold your wallet and hold your nose, because those people are trying to sell you fraud.
They're saying the thought process is over. This is the Lamborghini you're getting, and it's a Pinto.
Look, for years, I was attacked over Senator Robert Menendez. My team broke the story about him with the underage hookers.
I remember.
For years, we were attacked. And I said, publicly, I said, when Menendez goes to jail, I will be there. I will be there to see him go to jail. And I'm not burning my sources in the FBI. The FBI later came out and said I was right about everything. And of course, what happens? Does Newsweek write a correction? Does the Washington Post write a correction? Does the New York Times? No.
Oh, BuzzFeed asked me for a comment on their article they already wrote.
Those cat pornographers? I hate those people.
Yeah, they asked me for a comment about Kelly banning us, and I went, dude, give Poshobek and Got News credit. They reported it 3 weeks ago. Nothing.
I put up on Facebook that Bannon was going to leave the White House 10 days before everybody else. You know, maybe I know the guy. Maybe I used to work for him. Oh, wait, I did. So, like, you know, these people don't have any sources anymore, and so they're trying
to... Because they're lazy. They just wait for literal... You know, I found out, I'm sure you know, it's still Podesta writing talking points for most of the media, and David Brock. And so they just write this stuff, and then everyone regurgitates it.
Yes, there's this whole underground opposition research layer, of which I was once... You know, once apart. And there's this whole like public affairs, all this scheming that takes place. And really very little of the journalism you actually read in mainstream media is actually written by the reporters themselves.
I mean, if Trump did something bad, I would just report it.
Hell yeah.
That's why they hate us. It's why they hate him. Because he's actually the president. Well, I got to tell you.
He's accountable. He's accountable in a way that no other president has been. Think about this. You can tweet to the president of the United States right now, if you're not banned from Twitter like I am. You can tweet to him that he's a loser. Right. And he's a jerk or whatever. And there's a probability that he might actually read that. Think about the level of influence.
And he cares about you and craves what you're doing. Most elitists are like those people. Yeah. Obama. Oh, no. But Trump is a guy looking at you.
That's right. That's right.
Because he knows the wisdom of the crowd because his dad taught him that. How do you think you muscled in all that stuff going on in New York in construction? By listening to the little guys. And Trump knows about crowd wisdom. We'll be back with Roger Stone and our guest. Stay with us.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Bad luck when been.
Well, what's crazy is Roger Stone back. Popping in with us for one segment, then other guest is coming back. Had his birthday today, which is LBJ's birthday. If you go to his Twitter, you can see an image of that where both of them are having their birthday right now. So we'll pull that up. Of course, StoneColdTruth.com is his website. It's his birthday, so he's got to go. He's all in his Texas duds right now. But I just wanted to get his take on, is Trump selling us out like Gorkin and to a certain extent Bannon is saying? And he basically, you know, this morning concurred with what I was told. He's still Americana, still trying to turn the economy on, but he is listening to the generals. So it's more of a neocon bent war-wise. I mean, he did defeat... you know, ISIS pretty much, and with our military. So some good things are happening. It's just that overall, we're going to be honest with you. The president's not perfect. But as Rand Paul said, thank God every morning Hillary Clinton's not president. So really, let's burrow down into this. Where are we currently right now with this? And then some of the good news, lawsuits against the SPLC, one of the most disreputable groups out there now running Google, running Facebook, running Twitter, running banking systems. I mean, in 1935 Germany, if the Nazis said your business was shut down and happened, literally they're calling us Nazis. This is Nazi tactics. So Roger Stone, on your birthday, good to have you here with us.
You know, my New York Times best-selling book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I think finally sets the record straight on the 36th president, who was a serial murderer and a lunatic. And therefore, it's somehow ironic that he and I share a birthday, August 27th. Great to be with you. On the president, I think what's happening here, in all honesty, based on my conversations within the administration, is on domestic policy, particularly on immigration, still on trade, on a growing war party to go to war for his tax reform package, which I think is the key to his presidency, the president remains solid. Where I do see some erosion, and this is his decision not to send 150,000 troops to Syria, notwithstanding, and this minor but troubling incursion into Afghanistan, we assume 4,000 troops, although that's not really clear. The president told us little about their plan, not wanting to telegraph to the enemy exactly what we're doing, something that he's been consistent about, Alex, for 40 years. I do see the generals trying to move him towards a neocon bent. I think that this he's being undermined by the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who was really not happy with the job, essentially detached, and therefore letting Condoleezza Rice and her many hand-picked hires there run the U.S. Department of State.
Wow.
So I still give, I want to be very clear, I'm with the president till the better end, because on the major issues, Glass-Steagall, immigration, the wall,
TPP, carbon taxes, the stock market, jobs back to America, renegotiating Captain Gap.
Climate change. I mean, look, on the big picture issues, he's been very strong despite a completely...
But there is a real infatuation with these generals. Kelly, Trump ordered new policy. The Border Patrol did it. He's promoted Kelly because he delivered on 69% reduction in massive deportation of criminals that had committed crimes. But that's Trump's policies. Trump needs to take a victory lap. I get the fact that Kelly over Homeland Security executed it, but can't Trump pat himself in the back?
Well, in fact, you're absolutely right, Lax. All we started to do was to enforce the law. Now we learn today that if you apply to the United States, you're going to have a personal eye-to-eye interview with some American who looks at you and tries to figure out why you want to come here based on everything you've submitted. That's what the way it should be. Or as the president said, we would freeze immigration until such time that we set up a system that allowed us to find out what the hell was going on. Completely reasonable.
Where is the American Republic? Because I see us at Helter Skelter. They're trying to kill the president. They're promoting they're going to kill him on CNN with former deputy directors of the CIA. They're trying to say everybody that's in opposition is a Nazi. Ban us off the internet. It's an incredible time to be alive, Roger. And with the backdrop then of the president just sitting there taking it. I mean, how long, what does he do? What do we do? Because it's so historical. It's so perilous what's happening right now.
I have now independently confirmed a story reported by Paul Joseph Watson here at InfoWars that General McMaster is bedeviled by our broadcasts and stories on InfoWars. And that he is going out of his way to try to not only bring an iron curtain down around the president in terms of communications, but specifically to cut InfoWars off. Why? Because we are the tip of the spear, because we are hitting him with the stone cold truth, as it were, about McMaster, about Kelly and what he's really up to, about Dina Habib Powell, who is a fellow traveler of the neocons, a former Bush aide, a former member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Also, we've exposed Fiona Hill, McMaster's top deputy, an actual Soros agent who worked at the Global Society Initiative, Harvard, Council on Foreign Relations and a dozen other lefty connections. Why are these people in the Trump White House? That's why I say the danger is not in domestic policy. The danger is here, and there's a fight to be fought. But the president, to his credit, while he went for the Afghanistan bait, he did not go for their Syria charade.
Other points. I mean, where is Trump 7 months in? I mean, they're just fully uncloaked now, trying to push his overthrow and just wildly running around censoring everybody into a complete hysteria. Where does this go?
Yeah, you've got two things going on here at once, I think, Alex. You have the left, who are ratcheting up now racial tensions because the Russian gambit has failed. And this is kind of a proven trick for them. The networks and CNN certainly jump on to forward their narrative that the biggest problem in the country today are neo-Nazi white supremacists and Klansmen, who, while I admit there may be a handful of these nuts, is not the great danger in the country. The great danger is those on the left who are assaulting people, beating people, tearing down stations, statues and monuments, defaming public property, looting, burning. That is the danger. And the mainstream media, while they give it some coverage, they give a disproportionate amount of coverage to a white supremacist in Charlottesville who turns out, after you peel back the onion, to have worked for Obama just several years ago. At the same time, you've got General Kelly, who really understands that, as I have said a million times on this program, when Donald Trump has all the information, he is a gut anti-interventionist. He is a gut stand-up-for-America
And so
guy.
They want to try to hijack the country, an informational coup. In closing, in the 1 minute we have on your birthday, stonecoldtruth.com. Thanks for joining us here, Roger. What do we do to continue to make sure we get real information to Trump? Because that shows how real he is that they're trying to block that off.
Well, this is a very key thing, Alex. I can tell you, despite the very best efforts of General Kelly, that the president is seeing not all, but some seminal and important InfoWars reports. You see, they don't understand that the president is his own man, and he does not want to be treated like a mushroom. In other words, kept in the dark and fed shit. He wants to know the facts, and he's naturally inquisitive, and there are channels, and there will always be channels that are perfectly legal, but are perhaps unknown to General Kelly, to get him information. So the good news is the president is getting some.
And they've shown their hand how desperate they are to keep him in the dark and to stop us from getting leaks and info. So they're admitting we're real. They're admitting we have access. This is a big victory. And they're admitting that he actually stands for what he believes in and actually listens to information, not special interest and lobbyists. Happy birthday, Roger Stone. Let's talk tomorrow. I know you're going on vacation, but we appreciate you.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
All right, we'll be taking more calls tomorrow, Lord willing.
Amarillo's on my mind.
I'll get eight when they pull that gate, to quote the great George Strait from out here in Texas with the horrible Hurricane Harvey. We'll know more tomorrow. Obviously, there's always a lot more dead than they say because they don't find the bodies till later. But like the police and sheriff's department said, if you're going to go up in your attic, have a hatchet or have an axe because you know you may basically have to hack your way out the roof when the water goes up even more. So Pray for folks down there in Houston right now. A lot of articles and videos up on InfoWars.com. No, they're fighting hard to block these articles, to block these videos. They're fighting hard to shut down our local affiliates. So if you'll just spread the word, pray for us, and also check out the different sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, that makes it all possible. Now, Chuck Johnson, talk about destiny. Talk about serendipity, synchronicity. I don't know what the term is. I call up one of the producers yesterday, called up Daria, because Allie has been main producer right now because the normal head producer, Nico's on vacation. She's the second producer, but she does a great job. I just thought, well, I'll just be nice and call Daria. And I said, hey, this Chuck Johnson guy, he's good articles, good stuff. People say good things about him. I noticed they say Melania Trump gives his stuff to the president. They want to stop that, and he's defending us. It'd be great, you know, to have him on. She goes, well, let me see. How about next week? I said, yeah, whenever. She goes, oh, my gosh, we just called her place. He's in Austin just randomly for another meeting. I don't know how many times you've been here.
It's like third time ever.
So it was like, boom, had him in, and just I really click with what you're saying. It's all on target for me. So in the 9 minutes we have left, what else do you want to impart to folks about the world? I meant to get into all this, the fact that I may sue Tom Brokaw.
Well,
I don't want to. I'm not just threatening. I mean, I have to. They're like, he's KKK. He's Nazi.
You got to do it.
And I'm being shut down in business everywhere and blocked from trying to even advertise. And it's like, listen,
you
dude.
You got to do it. And I'll help you crowdfund from your folks to sue him. Because, I mean, I fought back on the Gawker situation. Look, otherwise, they put you in this LexisNexis Google prison where your reputation gets...
Yeah, I mean, like, next they'll say I'm a child molester.
I mean, for sure. They said that about Assange. And Assange wants to sue CNN. That's what you do.
Yeah, because he's in a bed with a hot chick.
Yeah, I mean, this is what they do. It's a form of trying to enslave us. And we got to fight back.
And intimidate us.
And, you know.
And they have. I'm going to sue them now. Get ready.
Look, I trust that the American public, I trust my fate to a jury of my peers.
My flight is fight.
Anytime.
My flight is fight. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, my attitude here is, you know, you got to trust the American people and they'll protect us. I mean, look at what Hulk Hogan did to Gawker. Like, we can fight.
I mean, listen, I'm protesting the Klan 15 times on video. I'm playing Martin Luther King speeches 20 years ago. And they're saying I'm the most racist man in America with no clips. Nope. Yep. And then losing millions of dollars of funding.
It's all McCarthyite, man. They just make up the stuff. We have them
saying we want to destroy Alex Jones. Well, that's the statute to win.
Well, they want to destroy me too. So, you know, let's hang together or hang separately. I mean, but you know, we can win.
Yeah, there's your article right there. Gawker and Hulk Hogan reached $31 million settlement.
Yep. So, you know, we're going to keep fighting these people.
And you're in that article. You were in the Wall Street Journal last week. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, I was in the Journal. Basically, we're fighting over $1.5 million from the estate, taking the money from Univision and from Gawker because Univision bought Gawker. And we're going to keep fighting these people. Look, I know that there are people out there who want the truth. And the media right now is trying to reassert a cartel. They're trying to crush people and they're trying to lie and to basically malign people. I mean, when I was in college, I saved somebody's life. And what they did was they claimed all this false stuff about me from college, from an anonymous blog post on an article or anonymous comment. And that became the source of their story.
Oh, they do that to me. Like, they've had whole articles going, someone knew him in Austin once and he did this. And
and this is smearing that takes place. Now, I trust the American people. I trust, you know, there's goodness in this country. And so, yes, absolutely, we should sue. And we should build a litigation financing fund. You can do that in Texas. You're a Texan, so you're totally within your rights to do that. And people could even get a return for the settlements that they end up getting, that you end up getting
again. I just don't have to. They say, we're going to destroy Alex Jones. We're blocking
there's,
him.
There's your malice right there. I mean, for goodness sakes, right?
I mean, I have to now.
Yeah, no choice. No, we need to find patriotic lawyers who will help us in this cause. And fortunately, I've been helped out in the past and raised some money.
Well, help me out with that, because my final search
is for the right
lawyers and the right jurisdiction to sue in.
Yeah, I'm in.
Like, where should I sue Tom Brokaw? Like what jurisdiction?
Doesn't he have a place in South Dakota?
Yeah.
I would bet that the good people of South Dakota like you a lot more than him. Just a bet. And I would bet that if you got into a courtroom in South Dakota, and I think they have pretty good damages there. So yeah, you should absolutely go against him. And this kind of thing is just like, it's pretty shameful what he's been able to do over these years. What they want is
he launched the fake Iraq war.
Fake Iraq war.
Said people should be tortured to death.
All the news that's fit to print, all this fraud that the media does, they're trying to keep their cartel because they're afraid of us getting around them. And this is what the Kelly thing is about. Look, they John Kelly couldn't beat a bunch of savages in Iraq. A bunch of insurgents in Iraq.
We were saying, let's see if the generals are good. Let's give them a chance. They immediately start attacking us.
Yeah, and they immediately start restricting information, just like they did in Iraq, just like all the games they played there. And right now, they're up against a young 4chan generation of people like 30 and younger.
Yeah, not to be mean, but they're not up against the poor starving Iraqis.
No, they're up against really smart people who want the truth out there and then we're willing to fight for them. I mean, we grew up on the internet.
And if these guys think they're going to defeat the autistic power of 4chan,
they got another thing coming. They got another thing coming. I mean, my memes are dank. I mean, we're going to keep fighting. And I think they don't get this. They don't understand that the way to help Trump is to empower Trump, not to restrict him. This is a giant of a man, and he's 71 years old. You're not going to keep him off the internet. Remember they tried to do this, stop tweeting, Mr. President, stop tweeting, and then he started just tweeting out pardons, tweeting out things he was reversing. I mean, this is how it should be done. Forget your communications shop. Fire those people.
And they're so pissed that it was my article, Corsi's article on Drudge Report that the president saw and then did the pardon. I mean, and of course he did nothing but did his job. Of course, pardon him.
He should pardon
him. He didn't pardon coke dealers like the Clintons did.
Yeah, or crack dealers like Trump, like Obama did. I mean, look, Trump needs to start using the power of the presidency in a dignified
way. And he's finally doing it.
And he should pardon Assange 100%. And he does.
And decriminalize marijuana. Just get off the state's backs.
What is wrong with Sessions? I mean, my God, man, like, weren't we supposed
to? Trump would get the entire real left off his back.
I know all the weed guys in California. They're all fans of Trump because they hate the cartels. Because the cartels are coming.
I'm trying to kill them.
So we legalize weed in California. And what happens? All the cartels come and they try to kill these guys who are just trying to build businesses. So, you know, they want to help Trump. And of course, Sessions comes in and wants to steal their stuff. It's not okay. We got to get out of the 1960s mindset on these, endless reefer madness wars. Stupid stuff.
Well, I want to get you back routinely, Chuck Johnson.
Anytime,
very impressive,
man.
The work you're doing. GotNews.com. But what an honor that you and I, Infowars.com, GotNews.com, we got to be the group they, quote, banned. I mean, how dangerous is that in America? How condescending to the president like he's an idiot? Oh, watch what you give Billy down in the basement. You know, he might do anything. And what was it? It was stuff like Rince Priebus is going to get fired this Friday. Happens. Or it was Google's got cameras watching. It was all confirmed. Or they then misrepresent what we say. Folks shouldn't believe when they say we said something.
Go to the source.
Go to the source. Because they will lie. They say, I said kids are on Mars. That I'm a UFO guy. I don't even cover UFOs. Never have. And all over the news this weekend, hundreds of articles. Jones that says alien slaves are on Mars. I had one guest who was high-level CIA, been on 15 years, and he goes, Martian kids on the Mars, to burn me.
Yeah,
I didn't say that.
Look, people are free to email me. I mean, I can be reached out to editor@gotnews.com. You can hit me up, ask me questions. I'm fairly responsive. I've even hired people who've emailed me before. So this idea that we care about the people. We actually engage with them. It's like they're like the old Catholic Church that didn't engage. That was like hiding and everything. And we're like the street preachers trying to save people. And this is why.
Well, because I like people. I value.
Sure.
I'm not like, oh, I like you. I'm a psychopath saying I like you. I am you.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have just been fortunate enough to come about right now.
When I see somebody getting screwed over, I take it as personal. It's real empathy. Because then that's normal. If I'm getting screwed, people say, well, why'd you help Arpaio? He was out of power. Because they could put my ass in prison next.
Yeah, man.
And I told Arpaio on air, they come after me, buddy. You going to line up and help me.
Well, I mean, I said to Assange.
That's selfishness. Empathy is selfish.
I agree. I went to see Assange and I said, and Assange is like, why are you trying to help me get out of the Ecuadorian embassy? And I said, because I think that you would do the same thing for me if the tables were reversed. And that's sort of what we've got to be doing. We got to keep aggressively helping one another and building each other up so that we become a real movement. And the trick is not to be the alternative media anymore. It's to make them the alternative.
No, I agree. They're the lying media. We're the folks trying to be accurate. We're not God. We're not arrogant. We don't say we're allowed to look at WikiLeaks, but you can. Hey, look at WikiLeaks and help us find what's in it.
Yeah,
you are InfoWars. You are Got News.
If you got great stuff, I'll publish it and hire you. I mean, why not?
Exactly. All right. Thanks for coming in. I'm impressed. Good to have you here. Let's talk a little bit at the end of the show. All right. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, with our reporters in Houston. Pray for them. Michael Zimmerman and others. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link and spread the videos. Great job, crew.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.